Test 2. Now, open your question paper and look at part 1. Test 2, part 1. You'll hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B or C. Situation 1. You will hear 2 school friends talking. I'm dreading these exams, especially chemistry. She always sets a hard paper, doesn't she? Though she was pretty helpful when it came to explaining things, I just don't get it.
Chemistry is the least of my problems. What about history? Mr. Brown just leaves it up to you to find things out.
You're right there, and I failed last time. You, of course, will get top marks in English, as usual.
Oh, I don't know. We'll see. I haven't done much revision.
I'm dreading these exams, especially chemistry. She always sets a hard paper, doesn't she? Though she was pretty helpful when it came to explaining things, I just don't get it.
Chemistry is the least of my problems. What about history? Mr. Brown just leaves it up to you to find things out.
You're right there, and I failed last time. You, of course, will get top marks in English, as usual.
Oh, I don't know. We'll see. I haven't done much revision.
Situation 2. You will hear part of a radio talk. Your sister's latest book has been a huge success. How do you feel about that?
Absolutely delighted. Wouldn't you be pleased to have a Booker Prize winner in the family?
Yes, of course. But if I remember correctly in previous interviews, you have admitted that there's been a lot of bad feeling between you.
Well, there has. In our youth, we certainly didn't get on because there was a lot of rivalry between us. But that's all in the past. She's a published author now, and I've made a name for myself in filmmaking, so we're no longer in competition with each other.
Your sister's latest book has been a huge success. How do you feel about that?
Absolutely delighted. Wouldn't you be pleased to have a Booker Prize winner in the family?
Yes, of course. But if I remember correctly in previous interviews, you have admitted that there's been a lot of bad feeling between you.
Well, there has. In our youth, we certainly didn't get on because there was a lot of rivalry between us. But that's all in the past. She's a published author now, and I've made a name for myself in filmmaking, so we're no longer in competition with each other.
Situation 3. You hear a young woman talking about a school trip.
Well, we'd all been looking forward to this Austria trip for months. And when we got to Innsbruck, it was like a dream come true. What a beautiful city. Usually you become disappointed if you expect too much, but not this time. In fact, it was so good it was beyond all expectations.
No complaints at all then? Well, that's unusual.
Well, there were a few minor things. Someone's passport went missing for a little while, but we found it quickly. It was such fun to practice the little German some of us speak, and mine actually improved a bit, but I did find the accent difficult to understand. Well, we'd all been looking forward to this Austria trip for months. And when we got to Innsbruck, it was like a dream come true. What a beautiful city. Usually you become disappointed if you expect too much, but not this time. In fact, it was so good it was beyond all expectations.
No complaints at all then? Well, that's unusual.
Well, there were a few minor things. Someone's passport went missing for a little while, but we found it quickly. It was such fun to practice the little German some of us speak, and mine actually improved a bit, but I did find the accent difficult to understand.
Situation 4. You will hear part of an interview with a young pop star.
Of course it changes your life no matter what people say. For one thing, you don't have to worry about money anymore if you are sensible and you can do nice things for people. For example, I was able to buy my parents a new house. And as for the travelling, I just adore it. You have to put up with a lot, though. For example, things the paper might say about you. That you are a difficult person or that you take drugs. This sort of slander I found very upsetting at first, but I've learned to ignore it. But it's at times when I want to be left alone that I don't particularly like being a star. It would be nice to be able to go to a restaurant and not be recognised. Of course it changes your life no matter what people say. For one thing, you don't have to worry about money anymore if you are sensible and you can do nice things for people. For example, I was able to buy my parents a new house. And as for the travelling, I just adore it. You have to put up with a lot, though. For example, things the paper might say about you. That you are a difficult person or that you take drugs. This sort of slander I found very upsetting at first, but I've learned to ignore it. But it's at times when I want to be left alone that I don't particularly like being a star. It would be nice to be able to go to a restaurant and not be recognised.
Situation 5. You will hear an advert for a holiday in the Far East. I'd like to say a few words to you lucky kids who are off to Thailand, probably the most delightful place I've ever visited, and a great place for young people. First of all, I've always been a fan of Thai food, and like the Thais, I seem to spend most of my days eating from the thousands of street stalls and never had any stomach problems. Unfortunately, though, I chose to go in the wrong season. It was summer and it was too hot for comfort and I got soaked in the frequent rainfalls. So watch out for that. As for the people, they were friendly beyond belief and would do anything for you. Now, let's talk about Vietnam. I'd like to say a few words to you lucky kids who are off to Thailand, probably the most delightful place I've ever visited, and a great place for young people. First of all, I've always been a fan of Thai food, and like the Thais, I seem to spend most of my days eating from the thousands of street stalls and never had any stomach problems. Unfortunately, though, I chose to go in the wrong season. It was summer, and it was too hot for comfort, and I got soaked in the frequent rainfalls. So watch out for that. As for the people, they were friendly beyond belief, and would do anything for you. Now, let's talk about Vietnam. Situation 6. You will hear two friends talking about where to meet.
I'll be a bit late. I have to drop something off at school.
Why don't we meet there then? By the front gate?
I don't think so. It's pouring with rain. But we could meet in a little cafe opposite the school. Or, if you like, you can come round to my place. I'll be there in an hour from now. What do you say?
That sounds great. I'll stay here and drink my coffee leisurely and then grab a cab.
See you later then. I'll be a bit late. I have to drop something off at school.
Why don't we meet there then? By the front gate?
I don't think so. It's pouring with rain. But we could meet in a little cafe opposite the school. Or, if you like, you can come round to my place. I'll be there in an hour from now. What do you say?
That sounds great. I'll stay here and drink my coffee leisurely and then grab a cab.
See you later then.
Situation 7. You will hear a teacher talking to her class.
On the whole, I was fairly pleased with the projects you handed in, with one or two exceptions. It's clear you're taking your work seriously, which makes me very happy. My only criticism is that you seem to be relying too much on the internet and my handouts. I'd like to see some of your own ideas down on paper. As far as the exams are concerned, you've got nothing to worry about as long as you keep up the good work. On the whole, I was fairly pleased with the projects you handed in, with one or two exceptions. It's clear you're taking your work seriously, which makes me very happy. My only criticism is that you seem to be relying too much on the internet and my handouts. I'd like to see some of your own ideas down on paper. As far as the exams are concerned, you've got nothing to worry about as long as you keep up the good work.
Situation 8. You will hear a married couple talking about their daughter. Well, I suppose it's a problem most parents would like to have, Mary.
Yes, John, but it's still a problem. She's determined to get top marks in everything, and if something goes wrong, she can't handle it.
I don't know. I mean, she seems content enough to me. And she does take part in extracurricular activities, doesn't she?
But is she content? If she doesn't get everything perfect first time, she's in tears. I wish she would realise that it's okay to make mistakes now and again.
Well, I suppose it's a problem most parents would like to have, Mary.
Yes, John, but it's still a problem. She's determined to get top marks in everything, and if something goes wrong, she can't handle it.
I don't know. I mean, she seems content enough to me, and she does take part in extracurricular activities, doesn't she?
But is she content? If she doesn't get everything perfect first time, she's in tears. I wish she would realise that it's okay to make mistakes now and again.
That is the end of part 1. Now turn to part 2.